Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Iran's supreme leader says no to the idea of talks with the United States. President Trump says if military action is warranted in response to an attack on a Saudi Arabian oil field,
the United States is more prepared than any country in the history of any history.
Rebels in Yemen supported by Iran claim they're behind the attack. Some Democrats want to impeach Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh over a new sexual assault allegation published in the New York Times.
Resolution calling for the House Judiciary Committee to launch an impeachment inquiry could be introduced as early as today. Members like Senator Tom Tillis tell Fox News at night,
"It was a hit then, it's a hit now."
Top Democrats like Dianne Feinstein say the White House and Senate Republicans kept the FBI from doing its job in fully investigating all allegations against Kavanaugh.
Fox's Sean Langel, the Times revised its original article to make clear the woman involved does not remember the incident.
Then
America is
that?
Listening to Fox News.
That's really freaking stupid.
Come on, get in here. Sit down.
Okay, so here we go.
So here's my question.
Is today Tuesday?
Ah, what a perfect day.
Oh yeah.
Sun is out, birds are chirping.
This coffee's really good.
I like your energy, hombre.
You know what? I am addicted to caffeine.
No judgments.
Whatever gets the job done.
I like the way you think.
We got things to do. Let's get the show on the road, ma'am.
Yeah, let's get the show on the road. We got things to do. Rich will be along with the forecast in a moment. We'll have your local news. I'm here to remind you, I was at Bryan Jewelry on Saturday, and Saturday I noticed they have the new showcases for War Eagle Roll Tide merchandise. This is where you can't go wrong. If you're shopping for a football fan, whether it's a birthday or any other occasion, you need to stop by Bryan Jewelry and take a look at some of the amazing options you have there for men and women. And of course, Christmas, now less than 100 days away. Not a bad idea to stop by and at least talk to them about who you're shopping for and what they're all about, because they have such an incredible selection in-house. They may be able to turn you on to something that'll work for you, or you can discuss having something created from scratch. And of course, they're there for free care and cleaning of your jewelry. Got a ring for the goose and needed to be one size bigger, no problem. And it's back on her hand in less than a week. So when you want great service, that professional jeweler and that creativity, Bryan Jewelry in Prattville, 1778 East Main, visit BryanJewelry.com, join their club, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Bryan Jewelry.
Hey, Montgomery. Local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit WOWForBusiness.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police say arson is suspected in an early morning house fire Monday. This happened in the 200 block of Gardenia Court around 3 o'clock Monday morning. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties in the state until we receive rainfall. The commission says current drought conditions and high temperatures have created an atmosphere favorable for wildfires. And two Montgomery intersections will be closed this morning so crews can repair the train tracks. City officials say that intersections of Air Base Boulevard and Terminal Road and Mobile Highway and Terminal Road will be closed. These closures will likely be in place into the afternoon. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It is 6:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
The intense heat continues. We'll be near 100 today. We had 100 yesterday. We were just shy of the record of 101. Today's record is 102, so we'll be in the neighborhood. Goes back to 1927. Tomorrow's high near 100. The record for tomorrow is 100, so we're going to be in the neighborhood again. But I think things do get a little bit better temperature-wise by Thursday and Friday. Huffing and puffing from coming up the stairs. And we're going to shave about 10 degrees off the highs, I think, by Thursday and Friday. That's going to be nice. Nights will be more comfortable as well. But no rain for the next several days. Right now, 69 degrees, clear skies, calm winds at 6:06.
All that huffing and puffing. It's time to quit smoking, Rich.
No. Don't do that.
And for those of us who do want to at least try and quit, they want to take away our alternative. Methyl Meredith has some thoughts on vaping.
Well, apparently it's breaking news that vaping ain't good for you. Hello! The first time I ever saw someone vaping, it was my preacher, Brother Lou Don. And I told him right then and there, I say, Lou Don, if the good Lord wanted us to suck cherry-flavored fluid out of plastic pens, he would not have invented cigarettes. Now, I know cigarettes ain't exactly full of antioxidants, but I've been smoking a carton a day since Reagan was in office, and aside from my leathery complexion, inability to walk more than about 25 feet, and the hour-long phlegm fest that I hack up each morning, I am in perfectly good health. Thank you very much. Now, they're talking about banning these vapes altogether, and I couldn't be more for it. Us cigarette smokers have been unfairly banned from smoking just about everywhere. Heck, the only place I can light up freely these days is at the casino and in the mall, because they let me smoke at the Orange Julius. Anyway, if you vape, stop. And if you smoke, I'll see you at the Orange Julius.
When did this become such a threat to human life? Vaping's been around for a while now.
And then suddenly people started dying.
Yeah, I don't get this. This came out of nowhere.
Somebody said because it's so, for kids, it's so tasty, and there's like bubblegum flavor. It just sounds so friendly that they're overdoing it. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah. See, I don't know if this thing I use, these are called V2s. Mm-hmm. They're not rockets. They are they're disposable. You get about 400 sucks per V2.
And then throw them out?
Yeah. When the red light at the end that simulates a lit cigarette, when the red light stops or starts flickering, mm-hmm. you're almost out. But I don't know if there's nicotine in this or not.
I'd imagine there probably is some of some sort. Probably nothing like what you get from, what are those?
Do you know that the
Capris?
Because of the taxes in Florida, they now want $10 a carton. Or not $10, $100 for a carton.
$10 for a pack?
So I stopped and made sure I stocked up in Alabama, where you can kill yourself for less.
Isn't that nice?
That's really important. It's 8 minutes after six.
Hi.
Hey.
You missed a hilarious menthol.
I heard a bit of it. I got hit all the lights this morning.
Oh.
Also have a cat that likes to get into the bottom of the refrigerator and not come out.
Into the fridge?
Yes.
How do they get in the door fridge? And that'll put an end to that.
Well, you think that it would. But he slipped past husband the other day when he was getting a Fresca.
Actually, I'm surprised Briscoe hasn't learned to climb into the bottom of the refrigerator
He was in there for 5 minutes.
Since he is a food-seeking missile most of the time.
Well, that goes for my dog, too.
Eric left him in there for 5 minutes, Calvin. And then Loretta and Irene were just sitting at the fridge door.
Speaking of refrigerators and food, how were the sandwiches this morning?
Fantastic, wonderful, excellent.
Okay, good.
I'll let you know here momentarily.
You're going to have to go downstairs for that.
Well, I know the rules.
They must be obeyed. It is 9 minutes after 6. Let's go to Japan, as Harry Truman used to call it, where a 400-year-old Buddhist temple is now experimenting with artificial intelligence robots as part of the confessional process. I'm not making this up. It could be that, depending on what religion you practice, you'll be going into a booth to...
I already have problems with this.
Unload your sins to...
A robot?
A robot.
That's not how it works.
Well, it could go something like this.
Bless me, Father, for I have...
Please enter user PIN.
Oh, oh my right. God.
Welcome, O'Connell, Mark.
It's been 6 months since my last confession, and I have committed to...
I am aware. I have searched your browser history.
Oh, my God.
Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Say 342 Hail Marys for each of your visits to LustyLads.com. Venmo $100 to the collection plate, and remember to clear your cash.
I like it.
That's clever.
That's nice.
Isn't that special? We are at 10 minutes after 6. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I love snobby coffee servers. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, baristas. Because they're not just pouring coffee into a cup. They're creating priceless liquid art. They're sharing an amazing gift that took a lifetime to cultivate. It's so cute how they change the menu once a month, so I continue to look confused every time I come in. That gives the delightful barista an extra 30 seconds to roll her eyes and let out one of those, "You're so stupid," sighs. And I'm glad I can't order a large coffee, that I'm forced to ask for a venti, because if I was half as smart as this coffee server chick, I would know that venti is Italian for 20. I really need to pick up a couple volumes of Rosetta Stone before I come in here and mingle with the brilliant people. Ugh. Maybe I'd be in a better mood if I had a cup of coffee before I'd come in and order a cup of coffee.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Time for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
At 6:13, 13 minutes past 6 o'clock, on News Talk 93.1. Thinking ahead, you know, in the last hour of the show, we do the Morning Maroon nominees. Mm-hmm. Somebody has invented kale flavored candy canes. I think just on the stupid. Kale, can you imagine that? I mean...
I know that's a flavor I seek out at Christmas time.
I know when they have, what do you call it, wintergreen or whatever the flavor of a candy cane is.
Yeah.
I love wintergreen mints, man.
How about pumpkin spice?
pumpkin spice candy cane with a nice orange and white stripe.
You say that, but I bet they exist.
Probably do.
Goes to Google.
I'm considering this anyway, because when does this end, this whole kale thing? We've got vegetable hamburgers that... This is all part of a plot. This is all part of one massive...
Vegetable chicken now?
Putting it into meat. We're all going to be forced to goose-step to some...
I've had roasted kale, basically. You know, it was put on a baking sheet, and then it was put in the broiler, and...
You didn't hate it, did you? Yeah.
Did not.
I don't mind kale. I like a good kale salad when it's got all that other... stuff in it.
I don't know about mixing it into ingredients to make a candy cane other foods.
There's like a power salad or whatever that's got kale and nuts and berries and things in it. But just to go back to the pumpkin spice
candy canes.
No pumpkin spice candy canes that I can find, but pumpkin pie candy canes on Amazon.
I want some kale on the half show.
Turtle power.
These actually are green and white, not red and white. So that's, at least they're going with the color. And there are two other flavors of candy canes coming, pizza and ham.
Are you serious?
Maybe instead of making grilled ham, egg, and cheese sandwiches, I'll give you two pieces of bread with some candy canes in between to give you that
pizza
nice...
and ham, candy cane.
This is my no face.
Nothing, you know, every time I've had mint, I've thought, you know... This would go good with some pizza. Mint.
Oh, God.
Or ham.
Last year, they made news with candy canes that tasted like mac and cheese, and they're available this year.
Oh.
So you can get a six-pack of any of these new flavors for $6.50 on their website, and the company is called... It doesn't say.
1910 Fruit Gum.
I guess they didn't want to promote the company's name in this story.
I posted, you probably saw, the Christmas displays in Costco.
Yeah.
Well, they're always a season ahead. I mean, they had the Halloween stuff out. You could buy one of those full-size skeletons for like, I don't know, $39 in August.
Yeah.
And around December 15th, you'll see that most of the stuff that they have for Christmas is pretty much gone.
Gone.
But you'll be able to shop for Valentine's Day on December 15th. What else we got here this morning? A couple of handcuffed people. A couple that was arrested for biking drunk. Got busted.
I don't have the coordination to be on a bicycle drunk.
There are some things, you know, like when I did drink, there were things I just didn't do. I couldn't stand playing golf with alcohol in my system because it was always hot in Florida and heat, and that's just not cool. What you call a
deadly combination?
Yeah, these two got busted. 35 and a 31-year-old. In Fernandina Beach, and somehow while they were sitting in the back of the car, managed to get each other's clothes off and then got caught.
What?
How do you do that? How do you, I mean, this is like Houdini stuff here.
Ooh.
They managed to undress each other and do that. They're also a potential Morning Maroon nominee.
Well,
here with a editorial on... Never mind.
What?
I was getting... Rich seemed like he was ready to make a statement about that, but...
No, I just left it at well.
All right, let's see. 45%. In the Cheap and Trashy today... In fact, I'm going to mention this now. It just came out that for the last couple of years, Rod Stewart... has been
with
prostate cancer.
Oh, no.
Huh. And urged all men to get tested.
Yeah. He just came out with new music not too long ago.
Well, we have a little montage here of Rod that we can play to celebrate his great career. I did not like him. Why is this not working? This used to play.
Is there something else open?
Oh, swell. Okay. It'll play here in a second.
I'll sing the hits of Rod Stewart.
Professional professional radio at its very best.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't like it.
Oh, closed. So, what's the problem here?
Yeah, I don't know. Something. Probably that.
All right, let's try it again.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Some guys have all the luck.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We had a break coming up here. We're going to get our first traffic update here in just a second. What we're going to do is...
throw the computer out the window?
I'm going to take it. I'm going to pull it out by the roots, meaning the cords. I'm going to drag it behind me down the stairs so it goes ba-dump, 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 ba-dump all the way. Then, in an Olympian effort, I'm going to take the cords and I'm going to start spinning until the cords stiffen up and the computer is hanging off the end. What do they call that? What's the
javelin.
That's not a javelin. It's a spear.
Mm-hmm.
This is the shot put or the one with the ball and the chain,
that's,
right?
That's the one I'm looking for. Not marriage, but...
oh!
I know the one you're talking about.
The other ball and chain.
I don't know the ball and a chain. I just know the ball is the shot put.
Olympians used to do naked in front of millions of Romans.
Yeah!
Yep.
Whatever that was.
For many years, that was...
This isn't
the way.
High school in Chicago.
Before we head down to the traffic dungeon... and before I take the computer down the stairs and throw it into Interstate 85.
It's called the hammer throw.
The hammer throw.
Yeah.
How could I not think of that? The hammer throw.
Chain.
It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite sports.
Okay.
Except we used to practice it with each other when we were crazy kids in Chicago. At Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, you can get a great set of wheels for well under $10,000. I bought a Nissan Rogue. In fact, I've got Tip Tames kind of scouting. When I bought it, it was pre-owned. It only had 1,800 miles, and they do have vehicles like that that technically aren't new, but at 1,800 miles, mine still had the new car smell. And you can get a full warranty. You can extend it from 36 to 100,000 miles, if that's your choice. But if you're shopping on a budget, you want to buy something that you're going to make payments on and not have to worry about expensive repairs. And that's why... I'm proud to tell you that everything in the category of vehicles under $10,000, if you need a second set of wheels for the family or a car for a new driver in the house, you can buy with confidence here because you'll be making your payments, but you won't be running to the repair shop every other day with something because they vet these vehicles carefully. They know that the worst thing they can do is sell somebody else's troubles to you, and they make a determined effort not to do that. A couple of Volkswagens in the house here. Under $10,000. Nice Jetta, 2013 Jetta. Mint condition with an engine that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles, $6,800. And also a Sentra, Altima, and a couple of SUVs, including that Rogue I mentioned, and a Nissan Murano for $7,800. And all these cars look just amazing. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. JackIngram.com. 622.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic is checking out your ride into work and school on this Tuesday morning, and everything looks great right now. We don't have any hang-ups for you. Be careful on the boulevard because you're going to start seeing traffic building up at the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any delays for you, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Be careful and look out for school buses as you head into work and school. Thursday night is $6.99 Ribeye Steak and Fries Night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 Ribeye Steak and Fries Night Thursday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:25 with the timeline for 17th of September, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
260th day of the year, 105 days remaining on National Apple Dumpling Day.
Ooh.
I love apple dumplings. It's International Country Music Day. I've been watching on PBS the Ken Burns. I've often said if he did 12 hours on mayonnaise, I would watch it.
Yes.
His on country music is just starting.
Who's that great narrator? I would have listened
to him. Coyote? Is his last name Coyote?
No. David somebody. McCallum?
McCallum, but this is the Coyote guy.
The Coyote guy.
Yeah. Today's Constitution Day, which commemorates the adoption of the United States Constitution. It celebrates the citizens of the United States. And it's respect for the aged today, and I'm getting aged. Battle of Antietam breaks out on this date, 1862, probably the bloodiest day in American history, period. 23,000 of the 100 soldiers had casualties, more than 3,000 dead one day. 84 years ago, in 1935, Brooklyn Dodgers outfielder Ken Kolinchek was killed while attempting a skyjacking. He had just been cut by the Dodgers, took control of a plane over Canada, and then was hit on the head with a fire extinguisher and killed. That's weird. 1949, first Roadrunner cartoon. 1955, Oscar-winning cartoon Speedy Gonzales released. 1954, Ford Motor Company makes the first official 8-track player in the car. 8-tracks.
Wow.
Wow, I got to get that.
That's groovy, man.
Also, I can't wait for my 8-track and 6K. That's
also on that day in 65, Hogan's Heroes debuted on CBS. 1966, this is the day Mission Impossible came on the air. 1967, The Doors performed Light My Fire on the Ed Sullivan Show. He was told, don't do that line, girl, we couldn't get much higher, but he did it anyway. And now our song of the day. It's truly a summer song, and our Song of Summer series rolls on. Again, we turn back the clock to the summer of 1969. Group from Memphis, Tennessee, with very young 16-year-old Alex Chilton on lead vocals. How about some box tops? My love, it's a river running soul deep, and this is the timeline.
All that I don't know much.
Grace.
I know I love you so much. My life depends on your touch. And my love is a river running soul deep. Way down inside me, it's up soul deep. It's too big to hide, and it can't be denied. Love is a river running soul deep.
On the state in 72, MASH premieres on CBS, ran for 11 seasons. 1989, Hurricane Hugo begins a 4-day sweep through the Caribbean, killing 62. It's now 5 days away from landfall on the Carolina coast. 1991, Home Improvement debuts. Now some birthdays. Director Bryan Singer, he directed Bohemian Rhapsody. He's 54. Phil Jackson is 74, Los Angeles Lakers coach. From the Dearly Departed file, Montgomery's own Hank Williams Sr. would have had a birthday today. Died in 1953 at some ridiculous age, like 29 or 30?
Very young.
Very young. Alcohol. Well,
I think it was 29.
It was not just alcohol, but alcohol certainly contributed. 6 days till the first day of fall, 10 days till birthday season begins, Halloween in 44 days, Thanksgiving in 72 days, and attention Santa, Christmas is now just 99 days away. Coach, did I make it? 6:30? That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Let's head down to the traffic dungeon.
We're checking the traffic around the River Region on this Tuesday morning, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is going to give you a green light for your travels this time. We don't see any slowdowns or delays on the interstates, the 31s, or the boulevard. Just be really careful and watch out. School buses are out picking up kids this morning. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 6:30, a big event tomorrow night at Baumhauer's as we commemorate and graduate young Joey.
Aww.
I know.
He's grown up right before our eyes.
I know, they grew up so quickly.
Before the assembled multitudes.
Join.
Will receive his... Well, we've got a surprise for him. And a special cake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cake. Is it kale flavored?
I would be if I just knew where to find a kale flavor. I should call my my buddy Donnie at Ligger's Bakery and say, hey, man, can you do me a...
I need a kale.
See if they can do me up a real nice kale cake there, Brett.
See if they can flavor it with beech nut.
Beech nut? They still sell that gum, right?
Yeah.
Gum? I didn't know it was gum.
Well, beech nut gum.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie The Right Stuff, the guy that plays, what's his name, Chuck Yeager, he's always asking for a piece of gum.
I thought beech nut was the mouth tobacco.
Don't they make juicy fruit, too, beech nut?
Make him a skull cake.
Well, juicy fruit is...
juicy fruit is one of my favorites. Takes me back.
Yeah, juicy fruit. You know what else is special about juicy fruit?
What's that?
Special? Well, that's when something's extraordinary.
Gotcha. The calorie there.
It was Juicy Fruit gum, I believe, was the first product that had a pricing barcode on it.
Oh.
I think Jay can confirm that for us. Anyway, that's tomorrow night at Baumhauer's, right after happy hour. And we will be right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Zach with Bright County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Iran's supreme leader says no to the idea of talks with the United States. President Trump says if military action is warranted in response to an attack on a Saudi Arabian oil field,
the United States is more prepared than any country in the history of any history.
Rebels in Yemen supported by Iran claim they're behind the attack. Some Democrats want to impeach Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh over a new sexual assault allegation published in the New York Times.
Resolution calling for the House Judiciary Committee to launch an impeachment inquiry could be introduced as early as today. Members like Senator Tom Tillis tell Fox News at night,
"It was a hit then, it's a hit now."
Top Democrats like Dianne Feinstein say the White House and Senate Republicans kept the FBI from doing its job in fully investigating all allegations against Kavanaugh.
Fox's Sean Langell, the Times revised its original article to make clear the woman involved does not remember the incident. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There's a mixture of some bad things and some good things here. First of all, very hot again with a high near 100. Obviously, that's not good. Still dry, that's not good. Low 71. Near 100 tomorrow, that would tie the record from 2010. But Thursday and Friday, we're going to shave about 10 degrees off the high temperatures. So your highs 90 to 92 and manageable humidity, and lows at night go into the mid-60s by Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. That will feel noticeable and very nice. But any rain? No. In fact, it looks like we're headed for the driest September in Montgomery's weather history. So far, we have 0.05. The record is 0.12 in 1923. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, temperature is 69 at 635.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yourself off to work running late. Can't you hear your alarm clock? Get up lazy. You oversleeper. You sleepy head. You oversleeper. Try to be on time. You oversleeper. Get up out of bed.
Get up out of bed. Get over. Turn your television on, because we're going to be joining Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32 here in just a moment. Some odds and ends. How about a little sports?
Sports. Okay.
You want to? I missed Dirty Monday Night Football.
I know.
They haven't done that.
What is that about? When are they doing that?
40 seconds
year?
Long.
Oh, jeez.
You never heard that?
No point at me.
I mean, I could play old ones. Who would know?
Good point.
Let's see. How did I label that? MNF Dirty. Let's see.
I don't know how you label it.
All right. Now, here's one from 2012.
Oh, my God.
Featuring the Houston, probably the Oilers that far back.
Who won that game?
Houston Texans versus the New York Jets.
It's the Monday matchup with Coach John Gruden.
No, that's not it. That's not dirty. Here's one from Halloween. Halloween 2011.
Holly's going to work on McNeil. Watch him get off here, Mike.
Let's see if they can bang this in.
They're getting all lathered up now. Right in his face. Opening his hip. He crawls right up into Dwayne Bowen. Somebody's got to grab a hold of it and choke it. I'm sure they're going to have Thomas Jones center the ball for suck up. Well, you have to get pressure with that top hand, and you're right. You have to ride that center.
I don't know what you can do besides maybe put a dress on some of these guys.
I think we should play that every day. That would wake people up.
You're right. I don't smoke, but I may start.
And as long as we're in the realm of sports, let's get real.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
We were just talking about quarterbacks, and already it's the third week of the NFL season. Two significant quarterbacks are out with major injuries. Drew Brees of the Saints could miss 6 weeks.
Yep.
With a hurt thumb. Ben Roethlisberger out.
He's
for
out.
The season.
Yep. He's still playing. With an elbow.
I know.
Football.
I know. Yeah. Quarterbacks are lasting longer because they put all these patty cake rules in so that you can't physically. I mean, they are pretty much the stars of the game, so the NFL would like them to last.
Patty
so
cake
far,
games.
So far, they're not. This rule is not working out well. Eli Manning, well, he might be forced off the field because he sucks this year. Here's some of the ages that are kind of surprising. Drew Brees is 40.
Okay.
Bless him.
I think he'd been around that long. Ben Roethlisberger is 37.
He's 37, but I feel like he's been playing football since I was in second grade.
I know. That's. I feel the same way, although it wasn't second grade for me. Let's just hope that Tom Brady continues to remain healthy. What is he, 45 now?
Is that right? No.
He's no. over 40. He's
40. Who is it? You want me to look at
Tom Brady, 40, 41, 42.
Tom Brady, here we go.
He's got like a series of gyms now. He's setting himself up for retirement by going ahead and starting these gyms.
Just turned 42 in August.
Bless him.
Well, let's hope he saves some of the $140 million he's made.
Some player from Alabama's out for the season.
Who?
I don't remember.
The one that was already out? That we knew about?
The one that got injured during this week's game, this past week.
What?
Yeah.
We will be hooking up. Oh, I shouldn't. That's an action verb I shouldn't use. We will be joining.
That's an action verb.
CBS 8 ABC 32 in just a moment here.
And what are we talking about again?
The top traits parents want to see in their kids' friends.
Oh.
And, you know, the kind, helpful, funny are at the top, but not making the top 10 was adventurous.
Yeah. But every group of kids has one
friend that thinks it's okay to jump off the roof with an umbrella. Like, that's going to work. John.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always somebody that's willing to try that as we kill time here waiting for our cue.
Should be coming pretty
soon. Kevin Hart
soon.
Being sued for $60 million over one of those whoopee tapes.
$60 million.
They did fire that SNL cast member, by the way.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, is he still in the hospital?
Oh, yeah. I know. Didn't he have to have back surgery?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, a recent survey asked 2,000 parents to name the top qualities they like to see in their kids' friends.
Yeah, the top traits that the parents want are kind, helpful, funny, hardworking, and generous. Not too much to ask.
Wow, that sounds like our friends over at News Talk 3.1. Let's bring them in this morning. Good morning, guys.
Julia.
That's so
She's
sweet.
Working hard for that breakfast.
She wants that breakfast.
She wants some, she wants some food.
Oh, yeah. Buttering you up for something buttery. So.
Speaking of buttered up, that's how my fingertips feel after making those fried egg ham and cheese sandwiches for you guys.
Yeah, they were grilled. Really good downstairs.
A lot of butter. A lot of butter, a lot of patience too. You got to grill it just the right way.
Yeah,
so we're Paula talking about Dean amounts of butter.
Compliment, and now you're rubbing it in her face, Greg.
Yeah.
What I do?
She wants breakfast. She wants it bad.
You know what? I volunteer to forego my breakfast one morning so Julia can have it.
Oh, let's do a telethon.
Listen, no, really. 1-800-FEED-JULIA. Too many letters, but we'll work it out.
What's interesting about this list is it's got very specific terms. Mm-hmm. But I'm a gut instinct kind of guy. You know, when I would meet my daughter's friends, especially in those dangerous teenage years, if somebody gave me a bad vibe without any there's just something about them. Parents at some level have to go with instinct. Although my daughter made very good friend choices.
Yeah.
Husband choices, not so much, but friends, yes.
I'm thinking that mom and dad, somewhere along the way said, I don't know about hanging out with that person, you know.
I was that kid that parents were like, you're hanging out with...
With Emily?
What? I don't believe it.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, it shocked me.
When, that about you.
it shocked me when I found out about it, because it wasn't until I was 17 where I had a friend, she was like, yeah, my mom always thinks I'm going to get in trouble if I hang out with you.
Hey, let me...
What?
Let me ask you this. Did every parent say this? If he jumped off a cliff, would you jump off the cliff?
Yes, no. But it was a bridge for us.
My mom said that when I went cliff jumping and got caught.
I did. Imagine that. Actually,
we lived near Lake Michigan, so ours was. Would you jump in the lake if someone said
that?
Go
ahead. Yeah, so.
Okay. That was it. I think that everybody has that friend or the moment your parents have said, you know, I don't know about that one, or and then they turn out to be right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that at least once or twice that's happened, and I didn't really realize it until, you know, years down the line, why my parents just weren't that fond of that friend. Because I
said
see
that
it now.
About a few of my girlfriends growing up.
Well,
too.
I was going to say, if you introduce them by, well, you always know, because if you introduce a girlfriend to your mom, and then if she refers to her as, oh, your little friend.
Yeah, my mom didn't refer to any of them as anything for a while. So.
She's their name, and just was like, oh, that.
She's here.
Oh. Hello.
These days, I don't know if you'd want to come home to mom and say hello to my little friend. It reminds people of a movie.
Oh, that was
about a bad guy.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I notice adventuresome is
did
not...
Did you guys have those friends that your parents liked more than you? Like, one of my friends growing up, he played college football, and my dad, I think, wanted Ben to be his son instead of me. We would go to lunch, and I'd just be sitting there fighting for attention, and my dad just loved it.
Wow, this...
I go home, how's
why can't
doing?
You be more like him?
Right?
Wow, that's therapy stuff. That's therapy stuff.
Sounds like therapy more than.
Bless your heart.
No, I feel terrible.
Why don't you want me?
No, don't do it.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if you heard Jay, but he did he did the Fresh Prince of Bel Air thing, like the saddest episode of Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Why don't you want me?
Yeah, why don't you want me, man?
Ryan, you've been pleading the fifth on this one. Are you?
Yeah, we're.
I like hearing everybody else's stories.
Oh,
same, Ryan.
He's
same.
Setting the tone. That's probably what the producer wants us to do right about now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, all right.
I'm the Alabama News Network, Jay.
Okay. On that note, we're gonna end this. We'll talk to you
before
guys
lightning strikes
tomorrow morning.
Wow. Nice chatting with you.
Yeah. If you want to hear more, bye guys. You want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady? Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
They have not noticed my weight loss. I'm very upset about that.
Well, who's their manager?
We have.
Thank you. All right, here's what we got coming up at 6:46. We're gonna
probably
visit.
Because you sit behind that desk there. They don't.
We'll put you in a form-fitting outfit and have you trot in one day.
They don't see all of you. They see your head.
Maybe trot's not the right word. Gallivant.
Gavotte. I'd rather be a gavotter than a gallivanter. Gallivanting sounds too...
But, you know, we could queue up the telly, and then they come to us or whatever, and you're not in the shot, and then you just saunter in. You know? Look at me. Look what I've done. Rock and roll.
Hey, you know what would be fun this morning? Let's play the OBGYN lady.
Okay.
And then we'll do the cheap and trashy, and I've got exciting news for Emily Hayes as the Golden Girls are coming back.
Oh.
Not the ones that are dead.
I know. I was going to say. I heard about this.
Well, don't give it away.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you tell me like I didn't already peek at the Christmas presents under the tree.
Wow.
Whoa. We're checking the traffic around the River Region on this Tuesday morning in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is going to give you a green light for your travels this time. We don't see any slowdowns or delays on the interstates, the 31s, or the boulevard. Just be really careful and watch out. School buses are out picking up kids this morning. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Hmm, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
People used to smoke, but now they think it's gross. It stained their house, their fingers, and their car. They threw their butts away, cause now there is a way to get nicotine without the tar. Now I found some e-cigs, so I can get my fix. I like strawberry, peach, vanilla, grape. But they taste bittersweet, it's getting hard to breathe. Cause now all I do all day long is vape. There's fluid in my lung, my achy, baby lung. It makes a gurgle, gurgle sound. And if I lose this lung, this achy, baby lung, it's gonna be because I drowned.
It is 6:51. Find out about the new Golden Girls in just a moment.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basing rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps. Just $24.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Our top story this morning is the Golden Girls making a comeback. Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
What do you think? You're the Golden Girls expert in the
Who
else?
I'm finding that out right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so my feelings on this...
I had to shut down that source so I could try and play the other
source. Gotcha.
But our Windows 86 wouldn't handle
I feel like this is one of those things that you don't touch, you just leave alone. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know if it's just going to be a bunch of ladies living together in... There will be nothing like the Golden Girls ever again. You know, that was a great ensemble cast, and you can't do that. And maybe I'm still a little miffed that...
Oh, did you see that picture?
Yeah, for Halloween, I never got to be Cindy Lauper. Elizabeth always did, and Elizabeth always got to dye her hair.
There you go.
Oh, God, Cindy, what are you doing? I know she's got that dreadful medical condition that she does a commercial for, but really, she just wants to have fun. Jane Lynch starring in this thing.
The Golden Girls that I always appreciated in light in watching those reruns is that they handled social situations and injustices of the day in a clever way. Mm-hmm. It was not an in-your-face way.
Right.
And it seems like show writers back then had a better grasp of how to do that without being overt and in-your-face. And if they're going to do something that's political and just hateful, I have no time for it.
I don't know.
For opposing viewpoints, please call.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
No,
like back then, they handled AIDS, they handled Rose's pill dependency, and they handled not being able to drive anymore because you were too old. I mean, like they handled so many topics without beating you over the head about it. And I feel like
The Office does the same thing.
Today's stuff is. They're just flat out rude with it. So I don't know.
It's a different time in that you're going to have to be more politically correct on the writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it's a different era.
I just leave my Golden Girls alone. Stop messing with my stuff.
They've narrowed the parameters for humor to such an extent. I don't think it's even possible to be funny, unless it's slapstick or it's sexual in nature. For some reason, that's anything goes there.
How would you like to be a comedian today?
Wouldn't like Mr. Gillis, who just got yanked off the SNL cast for stuff he did in the past. You know, this it's going to make it very difficult because now the internet, and by that I mean the busybodies, people with nothing better to do, go back and they look at everything you ever did, and if it doesn't pass their standards. They're going to harass SNL, they're going to harass Lorne Michaels or whoever until they cave in. This is how so much of this stuff gets through. Everybody says, I hate political correctness, and it gets worse every day.
Well, you've lived a little bit, so what's it going to take for the world to not get so...
Somebody with the guts to say, we don't care. A network that's fine. You want to escape this? Come watch our programming. We're gonna laugh at everybody. So, by the way, see the Netflix boy? They must have big bucks to spend. They bought Seinfeld for $500 million. Jerry already makes 70, 80 a million a year from the reruns of that show.
So
I wonder what his cut on this is gonna be.
So that's because they're losing a couple of those franchises, right? The Disney stuff.
Yeah, they're losing Friends, right?
Friends.
Yeah.
They're losing the Office. They're losing NBC shows and they're losing the Disney shows.
But was it Seinfeld an NBC show?
Yes, but NBC lost in the bidding. They tried to get it, but Netflix went. And how much can they spend before they have to turn around to us Netflix subscribers and say, oh, we have to raise your rate?
Look, I got beef with Seinfeld. The finale was on the night of our middle school choir showcase, and we had poor attendance because it was the finale.
Yeah.
Nobody came.
I see ABC threatening us. They did it all last weekend. Hey, DirecTV customers, you're going to lose all the ESPN channels and all the ABC stuff and everything from Disney. Call now this number.
We're going to put our outrage on pause for a moment and acknowledge our friends at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a company devoted to restoring choices to lives. You don't like to think about it. If you dwelt on it, actually, you could make yourself crazy. But we see these stories and we hear of these stories more frequently than we'd like. Somebody was just in the wrong place at the wrong time and paid a terrible price for the long recovery in the hospital. A period of time where mobility is going to be very challenging. Sometimes